Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. and also author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Morning, Mary.
So we're mourning the death this morning of the health care bill. Republicans just couldn't pull it off. So now it looks like we're going to vote to repeal, just repeal it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, that's for sure. I mean, I think it's the fallback position. I think it's going to be hard to get that through the Senate. Very hard. There is a two-year window. I mean, this one goes back, you know, this idea had been in Republican votes and Republican discussions for a couple years, and as I understand it, if you had full repeal, nothing would change for 2 years, and then they'd have some kind of new Republican health care plan. So I don't know that that would be the worst thing in the world. I do think, however, it's a political setback, and I think that might be very unpopular because I think Democrats would really fire away. You know, you're taking this away, you're taking that away, you're taking this away, blah, blah, and you don't have anything to replace it. So, you know, quadrillions of Americans will lose their health care benefits. I mean, I could just see them pounding away, and it puts Senator McConnell in a very defensive position. Maybe there's a way to work that out. Maybe this story is not completely over yet. Let me just raise that possibility. In other words, for the moment, it doesn't look like they can pass a health care reform bill. Okay, I get that. But for which moment? You see, if you hung around and stayed in Washington for the month of August rather than have a August vacation, maybe they could sit around and still work on some of these features that are controversial and maybe turn, what, 4 votes around. That's possible, and I think they ought to do that. In other words, I don't think they should just throw up their hands and give up on the project. I really don't. And I want to add one little footnote here. There's a couple of Republican senators who ardently want to keep Obama's tax hikes in place, particularly the so-called investment tax hike, which is 3.8%, and it's principally on capital gains and dividends and interest. You know, these are good old-fashioned wusses. That's what they are. And I'm not going to name names right now because I'm not 100% sure who has publicly taken this position, but I'm going to find out. And for years and years and years, we have learned that when you cut the capital gains tax, you get stronger economic growth, more investment, and higher revenues. Okay? What these GOP senators are saying is, no, we need every revenue we can get, and we shouldn't cut taxes on rich people. And this is a gigantic step backwards in time for the GOP and those who hold that point of view. They've been mau-mau'd by the Democrats, whose only argument basically was, you know, the GOP only helps rich people, which is completely untrue. Capital gains tax cut helps everybody by growing the economy. That I just find that it's wuss. It's beyond wuss is what that is. And I hope somebody takes that up. I'm going to be down there today and tomorrow. I guess I'm testifying before the Small Business Subcommittee. I'm going to raise this point. I just have to find out because I want to pinpoint the exact Republican senators who made this case. This is just a gigantic step backwards. And it really just defies not just logic, but facts. Facts. Every time in the last 40 years we've cut cap gains, the economy improves and revenues expand. Every time, okay? No exceptions. And now some genius came up with this. So, you know, give me a moment. I was off yesterday, but I'm going to come back and write something up on this. It's just crazy, absolutely crazy.
All right, so we've had the Senate send the president an Obamacare repeal bill before, and that was in 2015. And now many of those senators are still in office, and they have an opportunity now to vote and put it in front of a president who can actually sign it into law.
Mm-hmm.
What's your view if the same senators who voted for Obamacare repeal back in 2015 don't have the stomach to put it in front of President Trump?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, and I think that should be illustrated, you know, bold letters. We need to compare the votes in 2015 and the positions in 2017. I think you're absolutely right. I think the GOP has lost its legacy from my old boss, Ronald Reagan, who always said, give me half a loaf now, and I'll get the other half later. And I find on both the left part of the GOP and the right part of the GOP, conservatives and liberals, they just want a full loaf, and it has to be their loaf. And I just think that's a lousy way to create legislation. It's a lousy way to distinguish a Republican message and a Democratic message, and it has a little bit of petulance in it. You know, if not my way, then the highway. And I think that's really wrong, and that, too, has to be tracked down. So you make a good point.
Well, thank you, Larry Kudlow. A lot on the health care bill as we follow its demise. We appreciate you stopping in with us today.
You've got a couple weeks. I don't mean to butt it. You've got a couple weeks in July, and you have 4 weeks in August. And they should stay home and put their nose to the grindstone.
Yes.
And turn out a good health care reform, which may not be perfect, but the perfect should never be the enemy of the good. And furthermore, while they're in August, get me a tax cut bill, particularly the business tax cuts, which would increase U.S. economic growth,
right,
you know, to 3 or 4%.
Well, you'll be in Congress today. You should make your demands when you get there. I'm sure there will be a couple people who really want to hear from you. Thank you, Larry Kudlow. Appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.